morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 9th. You'll be interested to know, 117 years ago, today in 1808, Orville Wright achieved the first one-hour airplane flight at Fort Myer, Virginia, marking a triumphant leap in human flight and inspiring generations of aviators. This remarkable milestone, celebrated for its endurance and pioneering spirit, represents a joyous celebration of human ingenuity, perseverance, and the dawn of modern aviation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 3 to 4 feet. Conditions should hold steady until mid-morning before dropping to 2 to 4 feet. Winds are light and onshore at 1 mile per hour now, but will pick up to 8 miles per hour by noon. Expect choppy conditions to develop as the day goes on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the sideshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5.5 feet at 10:45 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start strong on Wednesday, with clean waves at 3+ feet early, ideal for catching a barrel. Thursday sees similar size, but remains clean throughout the morning, offering a great opportunity for surfers. By Friday, the swell drops slightly to 2 to 3+ feet, with choppy conditions developing in the afternoon, making it less favorable. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 70 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:04, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 69 and a light west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 66 and a calm breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 68 and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Thursday brings partly sunny skies again, with a high near 68. Thursday night will remain mostly cloudy, with a low around 64. Friday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 68. Friday night will also be mostly cloudy, with a low around 64. Saturday continues the trend with partly sunny skies and a high near 68. Saturday night will stay mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego State men's basketball team unveiled its schedule for the 2025-26 season on September 8th. The Aztecs will host 6 non-conference home games, but they are missing a major program like Gonzaga at Vieves Arena. Head coach Brian Dutcher noted that while they attempted to arrange a home-and-home series with a big program, they had no success this year. However, they will face UCLA in an exhibition game on October 17th, which will be open to the public, with proceeds benefiting the basketball program. As the Aztecs prepare to transition to the Pac-12 next year, this season marks their final tour through the Mountain West Conference. on to sports. J.J. McCarthy struggled early, but his run game helped spur a come-from-behind win over the Chicago Bears. The Minnesota Vikings began their new era at quarterback with a thrilling 27-24 victory over their NFC North rival. While McCarthy will receive attention for his debut, it was the Vikings' defense that kept them in the game. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams completed his first 10 passes, but the offense stalled, not scoring again until late in the fourth quarter. McCarthy accounted for 3 touchdowns, showcasing his ability to win. Next, the Vikings face the Atlanta Falcons. The Bears will play the Detroit Lions. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres beat the Reds 4-3 in 10 innings. Peralta earned the win, and Martinez took the loss. Tatis Jr. delivered the game-winning sacrifice fly in the 10th. The Padres scored 3 runs in the 6th inning to tie the game. San Diego finished with 6 hits, left 6 runners on base, and committed no errors. The Padres' record improves to 79-65. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Reds in San Diego for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Michael King is 4-2, with a 2.81 earned run average, faces Zach Littell, who is 9-8 with a 3.81. First pitch is at 6:40 at Petco Park with a mild 73 degrees and clear skies. In top news, sad news for nostalgic travelers, as the days of admiring new stamps in your passport are almost at an end. Many countries are moving away from passport stamps in favor of digital alternatives that are more secure and efficient. This transition is already occurring in some places, with more airports expected to follow. Experts suggest that while this change may feel emotional, it aims to streamline travel and enhance border security. Countries like Australia and Singapore have already adopted digital systems. By October, the European Union will begin implementing its new biometric entry and exit system. In business news, U.S. clothing retailers are testing a full-price strategy as affluent shoppers continue spending, with little pushback so far. Stock market gains are benefiting wealthy consumers, prompting retailers like Levi Strauss to introduce more full-price products. Levi's chief financial officer, Harmit Singh, noted there has been no demand slowdown despite price increases. The Levi's consumer largely earns $100,000 and over, he said. Ralph Lauren, Under Armour, and Abercrombie & Fitch are also embracing this strategy. According to Moody's analytics, the wealthiest 10% of Americans now account for half of all consumer spending. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to $112,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $4,300. And XRP is up 2% to $2.95. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. PFAS can repel water, oil, sweat, dirt, and heat, making them ideal for outdoor gear. But what about the impacts of these forever chemicals on the environment and human health? The first PFAS were developed in the 1930s and have since been used in countless consumer goods. Their harmful effects on the environment and human health are increasingly being recognized. Last year, 59 leading scientists urged the UK government to regulate PFAS. Studies link PFAS contamination to increased cancer risks and reproductive issues. Despite some brands transitioning to PFAS-free products, a report found that 82% still use PFAS. Legislation is tightening globally, with bans now in effect or planned in several regions. Consumers can support brands that have made the switch to PFAS-free alternatives. The most ecologically sustainable products are the ones we already own. And in entertainment news, Nuremberg is generating Oscar buzz, with Russell Crowe delivering his best work since Cinderella Man. As Lea Woodall emerges as a breakout contender, James Vanderbilt's courtroom drama Nuremberg, rooted in history, is a timely and awards-worthy film. It interrogates the foundations of justice in today's political landscape. Crowe's portrayal of Hermann Göring is commanding, capturing his paradoxical charisma and monstrosity. Woodall, best known for The White Lotus, delivers an emotional performance as a translator. The film's crisp production design and unique screenplay position it as a possible Best Picture candidate, reflecting the fierce urgency of now. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Charles F. Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.